We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Young money, young money. Yeah, yeah.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's get to your chance right away now. So chance to win $1,000. The win thousands right free contest. Here we go. The word this hour is over. And if you would have been listening to the song, you would already know. Over, O-E-R, 72881 is where you want to text that. You're registered. Your next chance will be at the top of next hour in Beast Sports Flash. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive.
You have never heard that song before in your life.
Drake. I got some Drake on my playlist. I like Drake. You guys are the ones who don't like Drake, which is, I find weird.
Because I'm black?
No, it's just like, what's not to like about Drake? I don't get it.
I mean, it's I like his music, some of it.
But you don't like his flippy floppy fandom?
Yeah, it changed when he did that thing for Miami. So.
Yeah, God's plan got Miami. Everybody on Miami's side.
Nah.
No,
even you?
I mean, that song's fine, but how about this?
Hey, the people we hung out with in Jamaica were from Canada.
Yeah.
And they said, we got poor folks up here too. Why didn't he do it in his hometown?
Really?
Yes.
So they're really hating on the
yes
local guy.
Yes. I'm like, hey, you know
what? Why can't somebody just do a good thing?
Because that's...
You want to know why he didn't do it there? Because he wanted to also vacation. And he's like, you know what? While I'm down here and I'm enjoying my second city, I'm going to just do some awesome stuff.
This isn't the second listen.
Sometimes.
Listen. Do you want to make a video? Where do you want it? The North or here?
Oh, here. Come on. This is like, all the videos are done down here.
I mean, what's walking around up in the North?
Huh? Moose?
I got to tell you, some of the Canadians that came down weren't terrible.
Yeah, but they had to get to Jamaica before they took off the layers.
If Drake was doing God's plan in Canada, he would have had to like go bow hunting for a moose and then give all the meat away. Like he's having somebody carve it. Not in Toronto.
Toronto is like
he's gonna have to go to like Saskatoon.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
That's not a city.
That is a city, because I used to remember Randy Moeller on the Panthers broadcast.
What is it?
Saskatoon.
That is not a city in Canada.
It is, man.
Look it up. Spell it.
Randy Moeller's from Red Deer.
Spell it.
Saskatoon is the largest city of the Canadian provinces of Saskatchewan.
Okay. I was getting ready to say.
How about that?
Is it in Saskatchewan?
Oh. Isn't Randy Moeller from Red Deer?
Yeah.
What we call him? Red Deer Randy Moeller.
He just said that.
Oh. Oh,
that's a loss of a point.
But he used to, he had some saying with Billy Lindsay. Like, he used to have some saying about Saskatoon with Billy Lindsay. I can't remember. And he's like,
pay attention.
That's worse. He's like, that's worse than the bearded lady in Saskatoon, Billy, or something like that. Some weird throwaway Canadian line that Red Deer would throw up. He was awesome. I loved
Saskatoon is like games. Halfway between Regina and Edmonton.
Yeah, Canada's got some cities. Canada has some cities, man.
And they're all 2 hours away.
I just jumped
from each other. You what?
I was a little struck at Beast's pronunciation.
Quick
there.
Draw.
Oh, he dumped?
No, I didn't dump.
He was about to.
I know. Oh my god.
Ruh.
It's like that dog you guys like to talk about.
Oh, so did you guys hear this? So people are getting all... I got this. This got sent to me a lot this weekend.
Yeah?
Because you know the Heat fans. The Jonesin. They're like a bunch of crack fiends.
No, because they listen to you, and so now everybody has an evil plan.
Well, I feel like I got to have a new sermon, because...
They're not getting it?
People are a little bit off tilt with what is under certain categories.
Sermon?
So, for example, Robbie, can you get this for me? Zach Lowe and Brian Windhorst, they were doing this show they called The Low Post.
Yes, it's,
Zach Lowe's podcast.
Right.
And they were talking about...
Why, because they're all short?
I don't know, man. I think it's just because a play on his last name.
Or he can't jump?
I don't know, but Windhorst is looking paler than ever, I'll tell you that much.
And bigger.
It looks like he hasn't sat in a sunray in a good 7 months. But... Zach Lowe and Brian Windhorst were talking about the Minnesota Timberwolves. And this was
ultimately a playoff of some things that the Celtics could do with their assets, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the big rumors out there has been the Celtics are dying for Anthony Davis. Like, they're hoping Anthony Davis, things go awry, and, like, one day they could trade for him. It's probably not going to happen because he looks like a generational player.
Correct.
And you'd be crazy to trade him. He'd have to leave on his own volition. But apparently there's some rumblings, whispers out there.
Streets are talking.
Streets are talking.
Karl Anthony Towns is not happy with the Minnesota Timberwolves.
That's like bootleg Anthony Davis?
Kind of. But here's what they had to say on it.
They're not going to trade anyone unless just a crazy offer just walks into their lap.
I have an offer. I have a crazy offer, though. Has anybody noticed what's going on in Minnesota with Karl Towns and that organization?
They're not in a good, and I said on some podcast recently that I just have a gut feeling that something crazy is going to happen there this summer. It's not in a good place right now internally.
You know, if Minnesota called and said, hey, would you take Towns for Kyrie Irving, that's an interesting conversation. I just don't think that's a realistic conversation.
No, I don't think.
But I would just,
yeah.
I would just say, though, if the Celtics were looking for, you know, how they look for opportunities and sort of lay in wait, that might be one right there. Because I think, like, I don't think Anthony Davis is going anywhere anytime soon. But Karl Towns, now that's that might be a different story. By the way, the reason that the Karl Towns thing is interesting is under the new rules, you retain Supermax rights if you're traded on your rookie contract.
Yes. Now you're just stirring the pot.
Well,
you know who's going to have a field day with this?
The
aggregators.
Yeah.
Well, they did, because immediately Bleacher...
Oh, so if he gets traded on his rookie contract...
he can still get the Supermax, right? But it's interesting that at this point in his career, there are already some unhappiness there with Karl Anthony Towns. He's a little bit... I think under Tom Thibodeau's thoughts, he's a little bit soft on defense.
I mean, it's not even that. He wouldn't even shoot the ball the first...
I think the problem is that they think he shoots the ball too much. Like, they wanted to play a little bit bigger.
They went to tell him that, and so he said, I'm not going to shoot at all, because maybe he had that stretch where he wasn't taking any shots.
And then they bring in Jimmy Butler, and now it's kind of Jimmy Butler's team, and there was also those rumors about Andrew Wiggins. Not exactly happy. Jimmy Butler doesn't seem like the greatest dude to play with. I got to be honest with you. It seems like...
Really?
It kind of seems like every one of the locker rooms he's been in has been pissed with Jimmy Butler. Remember, like, everything kind of went afray with the Chicago Bulls, and they decide between him and Derrick Rose because they needed, like, new guard in town. Then the only guy who seemed to like him last year on the Bulls was Dwayne Wade.
Oh, yeah.
And they hated everybody. They're like, Wade, Jimmy Butler, we all hate you guys.
Jeez.
And so he goes there, and now all of a sudden this Karl Anthony Towns apparently is upset. But here's where I got to set people straight. So I'm getting all these emojis over the weekend. Whale calls left and right, and I don't know. Like, is Karl Anthony Towns a whale? Is he a whale? Tremendously talented.
No.
But I feel like you need to. I don't even feel like he's got his water wings off yet.
I feel like that would be just a basic trade.
He did shoot 42% from three last year.
Can shoot it. Shoot it.
I mean, but if you don't show up all the time,
he's tremendous.
Being in that, I don't care how good you are, but. Those couple playoff games where he refused to shoot the ball for whatever reason, that's in the back of my head.
Yeah, but he's also 22.
Okay. That kind of stuff doesn't go away, though.
You know who love...
Because the Heat are harder on basketball players than a lot of people, except Tom Thibodeau.
Oh, Tom Thibodeau.
Right?
That could be another thing. Like, he may be running for the hills because he knows Tom Thibodeau is going to cut his career in half.
But that being said, everybody isn't fit to play for the Miami Heat.
Well, I'm unhappy with one element with the Heat regarding this, but we got to get to headlines, so let's do that, and I'll tell you about that in a second.
This is WAXY-AM South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar.
We have basketball on the ticket tonight. It's 8:30 tip-off, game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals, Celtics at Cleveland.
What
Celtics
are you
up
doing?
2-1. What are you doing with the sword?
Funny how that didn't get thrown away.
You threw everything else away. You didn't throw away the sword.
This thing's awesome.
Really? What, are you a pirate now?
You know what we could use in here? Some samurai swords.
Like
a Shogun World?
Oh my God. Westworld.
No, I didn't see it.
Okay, well, I'm not going to ruin anything. I'm just going to tell you, like, you think you're with a bunch of cowboys and it's Western themed.
Oh, that's right. And spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
It's a new world, right?
Yeah. Now we're in Shogun world with Shoguns. And
Shogun Hua?
And Ronins and ninjas and geisha girls, whatever they're called.
Crazy.
I'm telling you, every time I watch a show, I just picture a big question mark in front of my face.
It's like Badlands.
I didn't see it, but it's just like,
it feels like the writers of Westworld are just taking you into a labyrinth just to annoy you. Every time.
I'm telling you, this show is going to end and it's going to be someone's dream and I'm going to ruin a TV.
I could do a full breakdown, but Tobin hasn't seen it yet.
It's like,
hey, how about this?
Yeah, tell me.
Whiteside for Call Anthony Towns.
Oh, yeah. I mean, guys, you realize like calling up anybody and offering them an Hassan Whiteside right now is not getting you jack bleep.
Can I finish the headlines?
You haven't even started. More?
Yeah, Boston and Cleveland tonight, 8:30 tip. We have it on the ticket at 7:30. Game 4, Boston up 2-1. It's in Cleveland.
Got the game right.
Tampa Bay and Washington. Tampa Bay can punch their ticket to the Stanley Cup finals. I love saying punch ticket. 8:00 face-off in the nation's capital. Tampa Bay is up 3-2. Vegas has already clinched their way in. So they will be an expansion team that's going to the Stanley Cup finals after everyone said that they would take years and years to be good.
That's cool.
Because they took the Panthers. All the Panthers. And
yep.
Their coach.
And
then we have the Marlins tonight. Marlins and Mets.
Guess that coach is pretty good.
It's going to be a
though.
While before they win another game, by the way. Psychologically broken after yesterday.
Don Mattingly did seem pretty busted up.
Don Mattingly. So bad.
The national media are going to be like, he's doing it. He's doing a great job. This team is decimated from last year. If you don't watch the games, you know he's not a good manager.
When Robbie does this, he means business. When he puts the arm out and starts working that arm, yeah. He means business.
I'd say the Marlins would be 3 or 4 wins better if it wasn't for Don Mattingly. They still wouldn't be a good team, but 3 or 4 wins better.
It's assuming the position.
Tonight's pitching matchup, Eliezer Hernandez going for the fish.
Jason 78 pitches.
You said 77 last time.
He might throw two more.
That's one more. Jason Vargas.
Jeez, your math is
goes
terrible.
For the Mets.
For a gambler, that's
I said
76.
I said 76
no,
last
you
time.
No, said 77. Okay. You said 77.
Man.
I took the under.
Either way, he's going to be in a short lease. He's going to be taken out in the fourth inning.
Probably.
I mean, what's the point? What's the point in having starting pitching?
Don Mattingly should do that Rays thing where he starts a reliever. He would love that.
That was pretty weird, wasn't it?
Yeah. Don Mattingly's like, what? People can do that? You could start. I could go in there and I could start Teron Guerrero. I love this.
Oh, he would have started
Tozawa. What about that guy throwing 105?
Oh, dude.
Hicks?
Crazy.
Like, holy smokes.
They've started a GoFundMe page in Akron to raise $1 million to put up a life-size statue of LeBron James there.
Right before he leaves.
You know the owner ain't going to do it.
Cost $1 million?
That's how much they're raising.
Hey, you know the owner's not going to do
it. You're going to donate. I got the GoFundMe address if you want.
You think the owner's going to do it?
No.
Hold on. You don't think Dan Gilbert's going to put up a statue of LeBron?
No.
Well, maybe he will, but I don't know that it's going to be as...
Because I can tell you he ain't getting a statue here.
Knowing this organization, I mean, listen to me. Listen. You got Jordan's number.
I don't want to talk about that.
In the Raptors.
What part is that in the documentary? Because that's the part, ESPN, interview me for that.
That's 2 hours.
Interview me for that part.
That's 2 hours.
I like to respond.
Jordan getting his number retired in Miami.
I would like to mention this texter who thinks we have the Yankees. Why is Don Mattingly hitting Prado first, who is hitting under 200? It ain't like he got a whole bunch of choices here.
Yeah, but he should have Real Muto lead off.
Really?
I can understand with Prado. He's trying to get his average up so someone would take on his contract. That's the goal. You got to play him. Hopefully he goes on a hot streak and someone trades for him and takes the rest of his contract. That's the goal.
He's not going anywhere.
LeBron just donated $2 million.
Wei and Chen, not terrible those last few games.
The guy that's collecting money for the LeBron statue has had a meeting with Dan Gilbert.
Oh, my God.
Also, they've reached out to the sculptor that did many of the statues of the Lakers outside the Staples Center.
Why doesn't Dan Gilbert stop being such a cheap bastard and buy it himself?
No, they're going to GoFundMe page. It is kind of weak, though. He arguably could be the best player ever in the history of the NBA, and they're raising money to build a statue.
I think what's funny is he may end up with a place with he may be the greatest player ever, and he may not end up with the statue anywhere.
He's going to get one in Cleveland.
Just
gonna,
so.
No, this
Why?
Is Akron.
Why are you?
What? Gonna, this is going to be what? Maybe outside
Why
of his high school.
Why are you cackling like a villain?
Because it's funny.
Like,
it's funny.
Nobody's putting Indians jerseys on you. Because they do that with Jordan. They always put the jersey on him. Whatever team, when they want some good luck, put a little Bears jersey on him. Maybe a Blackhawks jersey. White Sox. Cubs. It's a move in Chicago. But for LeBron.
Did they do that for Loyola of Chicago when they made the Final Four?
Of course.
Fredo did.
They put some rosaries on him.
What did Fredo do?
He crashed our March Madness party. I was rooting for Loyola the
you're
whole time.
Still on that?
Yes. Still on this.
Well, because the Canes lost. Man, if the Canes would have won, we might have forgotten about it.
He was like, oh, this guy's going to miss the free throw. I told you.
Look at that ant. He's killing it.
That ant is swole. Anyway, I'll tell you what I'm mad at with the Heat with this Carl Anthony Towns thing next. Can you feel the heat down in
your soul? I feel the heat down in my soul. Welcome back, everybody. Can you see the heat down?
We're just talking about the break tonight. Tonight's basketball game. I really genuinely don't care who wins. I mean, obviously, I want the Cavaliers to lose, but I do want tonight to be a close game so people stop whining. Because the whining about, oh, the sports is so blowouts. I don't like it. It's just like, ugh. Yes, babies.
People don't know how to have fun anymore.
Somebody said, do you think if Cleveland and Boston combined their best players, their best healthy players, they could beat the Warriors?
No.
Nope.
LeBron, what?
No.
Nope.
So wait. Wait. You go LeBron, Kyrie. They've already done
it.
Wait.
No, you can't include Kyrie. He's injured.
Gotta be healthy.
No.
Oh, the ones they have now.
Yes.
So I'm going to go LeBron.
Yeah.
You're going to put LeBron on the Celtics is what you're going to do.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. You're putting LeBron on
anybody,
the Celtics.
Is there anybody?
Kevin Love?
Anybody coming with him?
Kevin Love.
I mean, kind of maybe Kevin Love.
You got to take Kevin Love.
I think I'd take Horford before Kevin Love.
Yeah, I think I'd take Horford.
No, but you're still taking Kevin Love.
Yeah, but you'd put Kevin Love on the bench, no?
Fine. You can come, Kevin.
He fit right in Boston.
Korver, you can break Korver.
Although they got Baines.
Oh, it's going to be in Boston? They have to, they should fight to see what city it's in.
Oh, they ain't going.
No one's going to Cleveland.
They ain't going to Cleveland.
No, I don't think so. I don't think anybody's beating the Warriors. I don't think so. But
LeBron did it.
But not this Warriors, man.
All right.
But
he only did it because Draymond Green was an idiot.
Be honest. Would you be shocked if tomorrow the Rockets even this thing up?
No,
no,
they're not.
Yes.
Really?
No.
Mega shocked.
Really shocked.
Although, is the game in Oakland, right?
Yeah, it's in Oakland.
Yeah, no way.
The Warriors are huge favorites.
They won 16 in a row in Oakland.
I understand, but this team won 65 games this year.
I understand.
So you would be stunned.
It's like the best home court advantage in the NBA.
It's tremendous. It's tremendous. But they won 65 games this year.
I think it's an average margin of victory at home of 17 points.
If I took away the names Harden and Chris Paul and just put the resume of the team, is that what you're doing because they're both choke artists?
So no, basically you're saying it's equivalent to Toronto.
I'm not even factoring who the opponent is. I'm factoring in that the Warriors are unbeatable at home.
The Rockets bench isn't very good, and the fact that they're on the road, role players play worse on the road, I think it's going to be another blowout.
Robbie, what's the line tomorrow?
Golden State -8.5.
Yeah, I'll take that. Hey.
So yeah, where did we end up this week?
I was 2-1.
I was 0-2-1 thanks to that draw.
I was 0-4. I made a big push to eliminate the points, the runs.
Yes, in baseball. Yeah.
Right. So I figure, hey, Boston, Yankees, they both lose.
Sorry, man.
And
so we got one weekend left, right?
I had a choice. I had a chance between picking 7 horses or 1 horse.
Is it a chase week?
No.
This weekend is a chase week.
This is a chase weekend. Right now. We sit. Beast is 5-4.
Oh boy, this is an ugly week.
Robbie is 3-5-1.
Whoa.
I'm 3-6.
Whoa.
Leroy's 2-7.
Oh my god.
Wait, am I safe? I
think you're safe.
Well, no, it's 4 games. It's 4 games.
Here's the worst part about that. I started off 2-1.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Been tough sledding.
Call Lewis Brinson. See if he can help you out.
they should just send him down already.
He hit a grand slam. What are you talking about?
He had one hit.
He's a big slugger. He 2-for-5.
Isn't he like third on the team in home runs?
Great.
Rojas, I think, passed him
yesterday. He has like three times as many strikeouts as hits.
That's the game today. Max Scherzer was the fastest to 100 strikeouts.
He has like 7 walks.
Can I ask you a question? Is this really breaking news?
that Matt Patricia is not going to get disciplined?
For something that happened 20 years ago?
It's the top headline.
I think in today's day and age, it is breaking news because...
He wasn't convicted. He wasn't...
Of the climate that we live in today.
No, but I'm just saying. No, I know. Like, it... Like,
I'll tell you right now, it's a top story on ESPN.com. No, I neglected it for the headlines because was like,
come on, man. Like, I don't think I'd ever be able to play football during in today's time.
I get you. I mean,
because I know if I'm at a bar and somebody acts crazy, I don't go out of my way to cause trouble. And if somebody comes over to acting a fool, he gonna get knocked out.
Also, it's NFL Live.
Oh, you'd be on TMZ Sports in like six seconds.
Right.
Yeah, but part of it is it's May 21st, and it's NFL Live. Like,
right.
You know, they're scrounging for stories.
I get it, but I would say that before I was a football player, I was a man.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm always going to defend that.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't care what I do. That's not who I am. But, yeah, I would have definitely been in trouble because I would knock fools out.
So, Goran Dragic.
Oh, no.
He's slacking.
What are you doing?
Hey, thanks, Texter.
What?
Leroy, you haven't made a correct pick in 2 weeks. Dude, like, thanks. I appreciate it.
That guy's good at math.
Yeah, good. My feelings are hurt. Like, I'm sorry that I can't pick the cricket champion in South Africa. Like, it's just crazy. Football is in my wheelhouse.
Except for the spring game.
You did lose the spring game. You did lose the spring game.
Oh, are you taking
a point away from you?
No, don't take a point from him.
For making me pick the spring game!
Actually, Dina Lang, she pulled that one out.
Orange-white.
That's 3 weeks ago, at least.
Yeah, and also you had a bonus game and you lost that, too.
Yeah, you can't take it. No, you got no. Retract that negative point.
You're lashing out.
Can't make it personal, man.
But Goran Dragic is just slacking. So
why?
So this Karl Anthony Towns news comes out, and who hops on it right away? But this little sneak, Devin Booker, that little rascal, and he puts out the googly eyes emoji. And you know what that means? It means, interested. And then tweets out a picture of Karl Anthony Towns wearing a Suns jersey. Oh, so he's putting extra work in on the recruiting. And then he got Zach LaVine on the Bulls. Even he's putting out the old googly eyes emoji. So he's going to try and make a call.
Aren't they all in the same class?
I don't know if Zach LaVine was. It feels like he's a little bit older.
Oh.
But Goran Dragic, he sees that there's a fish out there. There's a live wire. No tweets.
Why does Goran have to?
No, he's busy looking for houses
in
Phoenix.
Goran probably didn't even know him.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because you know what he did tweet?
What?
Congratulations to Luka Doncic for winning the EuroLeague Championship and MVP this past weekend.
Yeah, of course, because they're going to be playing together.
Tweets about
that's
that.
That's one of his people.
Tweets about that.
That's one of his
Nothing
boys.
Nothing about Karl Anthony Towns.
But that's one of his boys.
He just tweeted about Donovan Mitchell.
Let me ask you a question.
It's enough about Slovenia.
Did Wade tweet about Karl Anthony Towns?
It's not Wade's. Wade recruited LeBron.
Did UD?
Wade's watch is over.
Winslow?
No, Winslow doesn't tweet.
Jay Rich?
I know who wouldn't.
Winslow's a social media show.
Hey, I know who wouldn't.
Hassan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely not.
That would be funny. That would be funny if Hassan had the googly eyes and be like,
No.
But yo, you don't get the game.
Those guys didn't tweet anything, but they didn't tweet anything. Goran tweets, but he only tweets about this Luka. Luka this,
it's
Luka
countryman.
That. Luka this.
It's Igor.
It's his Luxman.
It's always about Luka. It's never about Heat Nation anymore. He's changed.
Because he listens to our show and hears you.
No.
Oh, he doesn't. Didn't Devin Booker play with Towns in Kentucky?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is why he's putting in that work.
Okay.
Okay.
But Goran doesn't even know the guy.
But that's because Devin Booker wants to get Karl Anthony Towns.
And they played together.
I want Goran to want to get Karl Anthony Towns. He's too busy tweeting about Luka.
You really have been hard on Goran lately.
You know what?
Yeah.
He deserves it.
No, he doesn't.
He deserves it.
What did he do to you?
Because he stunk up the joint.
Oh, gosh.
And he swaggered around that court, flexed on
it's
Bellinelli.
It's not his fault that you had to prance in front of the arena in a King of Roo costume.
In fact, it is his fault.
No.
Because if Goran Dragic shows up for a fourth quarter in the playoffs, it'll be the first.
Well, we got to get Harden.
I am.
You're blaming him because you made a stupid bet.
He's the. First of all, why doesn't he deserve more criticism? Because he's Euro? Because he's handsome? Because he has a funny voice?
He's got great suits.
Why doesn't he get more criticism?
No,
because
he's got great suits.
He makes $85 million. He's the captain. He's an all-star and an all-NBA player.
Wait, he's a big boy. If that was any other person, your next line would have been, he was the sixth alternate.
Yeah, but he was an all-star. Facts are facts.
So was Blake Bortles.
So was David Garrard. He was a Pro Bowler. Like, yeah. But he was. And that was that bogus Pro Bowl in Miami where everybody quit.
Vince
but
Young.
But on his Wikipedia.
Okay.
Go to Goran Dragic's
Wasn't
Wikipedia.
Wasn't Blake
right
Bortles
now.
An all-star?
No. You're thinking
he
of Garrard.
Did go to, huh?
You're thinking of Garrard. Oh, you know what? He might have been.
Yes.
Blake Bortles was a Pro Bowler?
Yes.
Yeah, when he had that trash
no, no,
this
no.
year. Empty stats.
Okay,
wait. No. You yes, ain't, you just
that's
said.
Right. Yes.
You just said facts are facts.
Wait.
No, the triangle. You were in the triangle. Yes.
No. Pro Bowl and All-Star game are not the same thing.
No.
Really?
There's like 10
in.
All-Stars.
No.
There's 100 Pro Bowlers.
No.
That is not the same thing.
No, Robbie, you get the sound. The quarter hour just ended. You can pull the sound from 2 minutes ago when he just said facts are facts.
Hold on.
No.
Let's calm down here.
No.
Let's calm down.
No.
Let's have a reasonable discussion here.
So wait. Let me open the box so you can call out.
Well, fine. Blake Bortles is a Pro Bowler, but he also gets criticism. I criticize Blake Bortles when he stinks up the joint. I'm fair.
Oh.
So all I'm saying is for Goran to get his fair share. And also, I would like him to start recruiting Karl Anthony Towns and not Luka Doncic.
But, you know, when people recruit each other, it's because they know them. It's the same thing with D-Wade and LeBron.
No.
Yes, it is. Booker did that about Karl Anthony Towns. You know why? They played together.
Fine.
Okay. What is Goran's connection with Karl Anthony
Towns? His connection should be, I'm the Heat captain, and I should be Riley's lieutenant and get out
until
these
next week when you find out a trading partner and you want to trade him.
Well, this is why I think that's why I want to know where his loyalties lie, because you know I kind of brought up the he wants to go play for Igor and play with Luka in Phoenix, and maybe it's not so much of a joke anymore because it seems like he's more busy trying to convince Luka to sweeten up the deal with the Suns to get his ass out of here than he is getting Karl Anthony Towns here.
He's not going back to the Suns. He hated the Suns. That's why he wanted to leave.
Different Suns. Now it's run by a Slovenian. Well, he's Serbian, but he coached Slovenia.
Same owners.
Yeah, but who's really in charge now? Now you got James Jones there. People seem to like him. I mean, it's different.
When did Blake Bortles make the Pro Bowl?
Was it the year that he threw for 35 touchdowns?
Because I really don't see any record.
Just go to his Wikipedia. Is it there?
I'm on it. I'm on his Wikipedia.
Okay. I told you to make the Pro Bowl.
Oh,
I told
no.
you to make the Pro Bowl. Take me out of that box.
Wait a minute. Let me just.
He was like a 17th alternate. Every quarterback's made the Pro Bowl.
No, I don't think he made a Pro Bowl.
I don't think he made the Pro Bowl.
Really?
Garrard did.
Yeah, Garrard did. I remember that one.
Wow. So Blake Bortles didn't make it. He had like 35 touchdowns and 12.
You want to know why?
Why?
Empty stats.
Man, 35 touchdowns, 35 touchdowns.
It's not when you throw 17 touchdowns to the other team.
No, he only had like 12 picks that year.
How many were pick sixes?
Doesn't matter, 12
picks. I'm saying half, which basically means his 35 touchdowns become 29 touchdowns.
Still a lot.
Nah. Not when you're down 2 touchdowns the entire time. I watched that year. You weren't watching. He stinks.
He's a great fantasy quarterback.
He was. Not anymore. Now they put the handcuffs on him, smartly.
Really?
Yeah, that Doug Marrone knows what he's doing. He's like, listen, I'm handing the ball off to Leonard Fournette 100 times. Remember what he said when he first got there? What's the ideal number of times Blake Bortles should throw? Zero.
Zero.
0.0.
Do you know how insulting that is? Crazy.
I mean, that's what happens. You got two old guys running the
team. Two curmudgeons.
They don't care.
Yeah. And they just seemed to run out of
plays. By the way,
and they ran out of plays.
Some of guys went this offseason to lift weights, get in better shape, perfect their craft. Your head man went and got new teeth. Man, them pearly whites. There is no man in the history of teeth that's that damn old and got teeth that white.
Who's that?
Tom Coughlin.
Tom Coughlin. He was smiling on TV. They were white as that paper.
He needs a new face.
Tom Coughlin got himself pearly.
He needs a new face.
He needs makeup for men.
He does need Men's Face Club.
No, his face is too
wrinkly. Trust me, they got all sorts of creams for that. I've been using them. It's good stuff. Really tighten up under the eyes.
We're back after this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very intense. I love it.
Is this the Zach Duarte show? What the hell's going on?
I'm pretty sure this was the song at the royal wedding that they came down to.
I don't think it was.
Hey,
it was.
So I know what I wanted to tell you guys.
What?
Last week when I was in Jamaica,
yeah,
the channels are all screwed up. Like, they have Channel 7 from here, but channels are all mixed up. So we were relaxing, and I wanted to try to turn on the golf.
Mm-hmm.
The golf was on ESPN2
mm-hmm.
with no announcers.
Huh?
Right, because the announcers are from, like, CBS.
Right.
So there was no announcing. So just imagine everything that you would hear, like, they'd go to hole 15, they go to, but all you could hear was the caddy talking to a golfer. And I got to tell you,
it's kind of blissful.
Sucked.
Didn't like it.
I thought I would miss it.
I
thought everybody says, oh, I don't want to hear this gas bag talking or whatever. But when nobody's talking, you kind of lose track of what's going on. It was like, yeah, because keep in mind, they don't always put up the caption of who it is. Now, I know who it is, but they don't always put the caption up. So, yeah, it sucked.
I would think that would be incredibly calming if you wanted to, like, take a nap just to hear, like,
oh, golf is good nap.
Yeah. Golf is
but
good
I can take a nap
ambience.
During football, too.
Very good nap ambience.
Uh-oh.
Knockout of the week?
Kind of. This was this weekend, Badu Jack versus Adonis Stevenson, and Badu Jack punches him right in the face.
He got punched right in the face.
That ref was getting in the way a lot.
That ref sucked, man.
You gotta put that up on the Facebook
page. That ref was on the take the entire fight. He kept trying to break them up. And so Badu Jack, by the way, I just realized that he's done this twice now, Badu Jack punching a ref in the face. So I'm starting to think there's a track record here. When if he doesn't like how you're going, he's gonna nail you right in the grill.
Oh my goodness.
He just socked you right in the face.
Oh, can we tell you something about the new person in that building over there?
Who?
Right there.
Not me.
Huh?
Not me. The other person. Yeah.
So
what happened?
I go in there,
mm-hmm.
and I say, you know, she's a beauty queen. And I say, you know what I hate? I hate when girls have to go overboard to, you know, be pretty or act pretty.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I don't have to do that. It comes natural.
Does she's Miss Homestead, man?
A lot of rat poison.
I mean, she does have. It's kind of like throwing your rings on the table, isn't it?
I mean, she has a tiara.
Yeah.
No, so did all the other girls I was talking about when they, you know, they do the pose and the, like.
I don't think it's the same thing, man.
No, huh? Totally not the same thing.
Yeah, so check this out. This Badu Jack, he's done it before. This was last year. Here he is again, and he punched the ref. This is his move. He's taking that reference, and he laughs every time. The ref's like,
damn it.
Oh, that guy looks like punchable face, too.
Wait, replay this. I got to see this again. No, go back. Oh, no.
This is so worse.
Why can't we get a monitor that works?
I don't know. Why can't we get anything that works here?
Yeah.
Because, quote unquote, we're moving.
Yeah, sure. It's an island. Never happening.
I think I saw Whiteside's contract will run out before we move.
Definitely. Terrible. I mean, he's now punched two referees square in the face.
Oh! The ref, like, you son of a...
I love Chuka, and he catches the referee, and he's like, oh, sorry about that.
Hey, Brendan, somebody asked, what's up with CM Punk?
What's up with him? He's fighting in Chicago, and I don't know. He's not really fighting a real fighter. He's fighting a guy who's 0-1, who kind of, he fights, and he's also a writer, so maybe he'll win.
Wait, I don't really know. Wait!
Yeah.
So... He's fighting.
He's fighting a part-time fighter. Well,
that would be the equivalent to letting Greg Cody kick field goals for the Dolphins.
Kind of. He's fighting this guy, Mike Jackson. Now, Mike Jackson does have some combat background in kickboxing, and I think boxing, too. I don't know how high level it is, but it's more than CM Punk. So I still expect CM Punk to lose. But
really?
To the guy that... Yeah, but they're definitely trying harder to give him a favorable matchup. They're trying.
Didn't he say he wasn't going to go by CM Punk anymore? He's going to go by Phil Brooks?
I don't think the UFC will.
That's his real name?
I think his first fight, he fought under Phil Brooks.
Are you sure?
Oh, because
about that?
Maybe. Yeah. Because does he have a contract with WWE, right?
Not anymore. I think that's forward.
Okay.
They fired him.
Okay.
They fired him, and then he got into a lawsuit. I think he. Maybe you're right. Maybe his light. You know what? He probably has a license under Phil Brooks, not under CM Punk. But I thought that he went under CM. I remember him having an interview about this. He's like, yeah, I'm going to go in by CM Punk. I'm going to go by CM Punk because that's where the value is.
That was blatant. Like, that wasn't even like, you can't even say that was
You can't even say that referee didn't deserve it.
Oh, no. Get out of here.
Uh-oh.
Oh. The guy was cross-eyed. Wait, you got to see him when he's on the ground. His eyes cross.
Oh, man, when we leave today, we are going to tweet out when referees get hurt in boxing. It's maybe the greatest YouTube video of all time.
Watch this. Watch when he goes down. Watch him on the ground. His eyes cross.
This referee gets in the midst of it. He didn't even see it.
Wait, watch him on the ground.
He gave him the old Joe Flacco.
His eyes cross.
Check, please. Wait. They just kicked him out and brought the backup in.
Oh, he's out. Garcon.
Hey, man. You can't bow to him and make it better. I like how the boxer in the corner is like, I'm sorry. I'm bowing.
Hey, what if the ref just hit him back?
Yeah, the cut man's like, no.
Oh, of course, the Japanese boxing commission.
I can watch it all day. This is better than anything
some
we
of,
do.
Some of this stuff doesn't even look legit. It looks like Globetrotter nonsense. How these guys are getting punched.
They're lifting that guy out of the ring.
Yeah. I mean, look, he ordered a Caesar salad. He definitely got it. Man, look at that.
Oh, he is.
Oh,
seems to happen in Japan a lot.
Yeah,
I'm just saying the Japanese commission, it's gone awry.
Oh wait, there's one more.
We have six more minutes of it.
No, yeah, I just want to say the next one.
We need entertainment.
Oh, so anyway, you think the Cavs are gonna win tonight? I do.
I say they do win tonight.
I think they will.
I think they win tonight.
My petty will not allow me to say that they're gonna win.
Oh, what's
that? No, that sucked.
You don't belong in this montage.
Oh no! Oh no!
This is gonna be bad.
No!
To his credit, he stood up.
He did. Ref took it like a champ. He really did. All right, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.